Trappers in Bethel came out in force to oppose a proposed ban on traps and snares. After a lengthy public comment period, the Bethel City Council voted not to introduce the measure at their last meeting. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson reports.
The ordinance is aimed at protecting dogs and pets from becoming trapped or injured within 1 mile of inhabited parts of Bethel. Bethel resident John White lives near Brown Slough and asked council to pass the ordinance. He said too many Bethel trappers run lines near his home.
And my dog's been snared 5 times. I've counted over 20 traps within a mile radius of my house before. And they're not just snares. I found leg hold traps in there.
But White was one in a handful of people to speak in favor of the ordinance. 23 people spoke before council that night, the majority of which were in opposition to the proposed ban. Fifth grader Lars Ponsness said he trapped 3 foxes last year because he's able to walk his trap line near town.
I am limited on how far I can snow machine so I can be able to walk back home in case my snow machine breaks down. Please don't close the trapping within a mile of the Xyli.
Teacher Rafe Johnson told council that he runs a trap line with his sixth grade class.
If this ordinance that goes in effect 1 mile within any residence or inhabitants, it will destroy my sixth grade rabbit snaring program that I do every year with the kids.
Ryan Wheeler is a clinician at the McCann Treatment Center for juveniles with substance abuse problems. He said that their subsistence program is a cornerstone of treatment there and that their ability to snare near town was in jeopardy.
If there were a ban within a mile of structures, that would significantly impact us. Reason being is we're looking at 14 kids. There's no way we can take 14 snow machines and sleds and everything. We don't have that. To have us walk a mile out, that's just not safe. Not safe for our kids in this weather that we have.
Elizabeth Erickson said that trappers are not responsible for caught dogs. She says pet owners need to be held accountable.
If a dog is loose and steps into a trap or snare, it is a result of the negligence of the owner.
Not always so, said longtime Bethel musher Bill Eisenbart. He recounted decades worth of experiences with pet and sled dogs. Here he spoke about an experience when his lead dog got hooked in a snare near Bethel.
He stopped just like that. The swing dogs, the rest of them, they're 55-pound weight each dog, and the sled, all that momentum is pulling on that leader, okay? I run over the back of my team with the sled. It happens just like that. There was no loose dog here. That snare is right in the trail.
After more than an hour and a half of public testimony, ordinance sponsor, Councilmember Beverly Hoffman, said there needs to be some public dialogue on the issue.
There's much too much conflict out there within this community. It's a safety issue.
But other council members thought different. Besides Hoffman, only Vice Mayor Eric Middlebrook voted to introduce it, and even Middlebrook spoke against final passage of the ordinance. Councilmember Rick Robb said the ordinance would exclude certain groups from trapping.
By outlawing trapping in this way, it would make it very difficult for children, elders, peoples with disabilities, and those without snow machines to participate in trapping.
With only 2 votes for introduction, the proposal is dropped for now. I'm Shane Iverson.